Eve. The slender creature, three long toes of its left foot splayed as the sunlight dapples its yellow scales, its tail twisted round the branch, is surely unworthy of trust. Yet the promise of wisdom it dangles draws her near, as familiar as the feel of her own heartbeat, or the sense she has staring at the sky, or green stems pushing up from earth, an urge calling, why, why? All around her is unchanging, eternal, unquestionable, yet in liquid afternoons such as this, leaves alive with light, only chirps and squawks to break the still air, as rocks receive water from the stream, and dark-furred mammals sun themselves, burrows unneeded and unknown. Some sudden wonder comes upon her, and the serpent's voice echoes in her own mind, because what could be more simple, in the end, than to pluck one fruit, bright red and round, with the faintest shadow of a bruise where one side flattens out? She says nothing, just reaches up, her fingertips brushing the shiny skin that hides a thousand succulent seeds, exile, labor, and pain, a woman crouched beneath a cross, her tears dropping to the dust.